Began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really
palmetto
bugs?
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensbury gentleman's rules anymore.
Welcome, everybody. This may be the first time you're hearing me today, so we're going to take another crack at this. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Network, where we break down the day's most important news. And the news of today is that Donald J. Trump, former president of the United States of America, has been indicted for the third time. This indictment, by any measure, regardless of your party or your politics, your lack of interest or disinterest, this one is the one that matters the most, because it is an indictment that charges the president, the former president of the United States, with a conspiracy to interrupt the hallmark of every democracy. The one thing that matters above all else in the ebb and flow of democracies and their institutions and how they change over time. There's one thing. One thing that democracies and the movement of countries struggling to embrace democratic values point to as the hallmark. And it is that very thing, the heart of our country. It is a conspiracy to undermine that heart of our country that Donald Trump is criminally charged with today. And that is, he undertook every tool in his at his disposal. He made every effort. He used every opportunity to stop the peaceful transfer of power. Whatever you may think of the former president, as this case moves forward, I want you to reflect on that core of every democracy and ask yourself, as the facts become clearer and clearer, as evidence is presented and tested in court, did Donald Trump do anything to actually ensure the peaceful transfer of power? Did he instead, at every opportunity, with every co-conspirator willing to debase themselves at the altar of Donald Trump to put their personal, political, promotional opportunities above their public duty, above patriotism? To stop the peaceful transfer of power. Here is what the indictment of Donald Trump reads. From on or about November 14th, 2020 through on or about January 20th, 2021 in the District of Columbia and elsewhere, the defendant Donald J. Trump did knowingly combine, conspire, confederate, and agree with co-conspirators known and unknown to the grand jury to defraud the United States by using dishonesty, fraud, and deceit to impair, obstruct, and defeat the lawful federal government function by which the results of the presidential election are collected, counted, and certified by the federal government. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud to obstruct the federal government function by which those results are collected, counted, and certified. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Among these were co-conspirator one, an attorney who was willing to spread knowingly false claims and pursue strategies that the defendant's 2020 re-election campaign attorneys would not. Co-conspirator two, another attorney who devised and attempted to implement a strategy to leverage the vice president's ceremonial role overseeing certification proceeding to obstruct the certification of the presidential election. Co-conspirator three, a third attorney whose unfounded claims of election fraud the defendant privately acknowledged to others sounded crazy. Co-conspirator four, a Justice Department official who worked on civil matters, who with the defendant attempted to use the Justice Department to open sham election crime investigations and influence state legislatures with knowingly false claims of election fraud. Co-conspirator five, another attorney who assisted in devising and attempting to implement a plan to submit fraudulent slates of presidential electors. And co-conspirator six, a political consultant who implemented a plan to submit fraudulent slates of presidential electors. Jeffrey Clark, they're coming for you. Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, you too. Jim Troupas, please be afraid. Four of these six co-conspirators, by the way, are lawyers. I hope they all see the inside of a cell. As a lawyer, their betrayal of their oath to the Constitution and the people of the United States could not be more repugnant. Here in this country, we test claims with evidence. We make people swear an oath under penalty of perjury. And the evidence here will be overwhelming that hundreds of the people handpicked by Donald Trump told him hundreds of times that he had lost the election. The evidence will be incontrovertible that he knew that fact. He has been lying to the American public ever since. And these won't just be any people. These will be lawyers handpicked by Donald Trump who told him he lost. These will be the top officials in the Justice Department whom he appointed who told him he lost. It will be his handpicked campaign advisors who wanted nothing more than him to win in 2020 who told him he lost. They all told him he lost. He lied to us. He tried to deprive millions of Americans of their vote. And that is a crime against America, no matter what your party. The precedent that president set is the most dangerous threat our country has ever faced. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is the Maggie Dawn Show, 844-967-2789. Tell me what you think about it. And some cool mix. Welcome back, everybody. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for sticking with us. Had some challenges today. So here we are. It's the big one. It's the January 6th indictment. It's amazing to me. I've been back on the radio for basically 2 months exactly. It's August 1st today. And in those 2 months, I have said not once, not twice, but now a third time that various legal filings are absolute must-reads for every single American. The first one was Jack Smith's indictment in the national security case. The second one was Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's dissent in the Harvard UNC affirmative action case. This is the third one. If you are an American, if you care at all, you need to read the indictment. It's 45 pages. It's not difficult to understand. It doesn't use big words, but it tells you exactly who the former president is: a liar, a manipulator, a con man of the highest order. And you know what is the thing about the confidence man? Is that the mark never wants to admit they've been conned. And so I say to you out there, if you want to stand shoulder to shoulder with this man and defend him, I want you to take a deep look at yourself and ask yourself, what is more likely to be the case? Especially as the evidence of this man's guilt gets tested in front of a jury with sworn testimony and documents that can't be made up and faked. I want you to ask yourself this question: is it more likely that I've been conned? That this man is indeed a liar, a perpetrator, a marketer of falsehoods, of racial hate, of separation, of fear-mongering and paranoia? That this man is not a good man and he is unfit to be president and that I've been conned? Or is it more likely that all of the people who will testify and all of the evidence and all of the people from whom the evidence was gathered, that all of these people, every single elections worker and every judge that Trump appointed, that all of these people across the country, that they're somehow in on stealing the election? Or have you been conned? The most dangerous con of all, the one that attacks your heart and your mind, makes you believe something that is not true, to see things that just aren't there. Because in doing so, you become leverage this man is using to continue to amass power and wealth. I want to read some of Jack Smith's words. Before I do that, a brief release from the tension. Joe Biden and his wife right now are having dinner. He's wearing khaki pants and a white button-up shirt. They're having dinner at Matt's Fish Camp in Delaware right now. He's on vacation. And I don't think you're going to hear from Joe Biden today. Ask yourself, do you think Donald Trump, the former president, will be quiet when Kevin McCarthy bastardizes Congress to indict the sitting president? Do you think he'll be quiet that day? Jack Smith's words: despite having lost, the defendant was determined to remain in power. So for more than 2 months following Election Day on November 3rd, 2020, the defendant spread lies that there had been outcome determinative fraud in the election and that he had actually won. These claims were false, and the defendant knew that they were false. but the defendant repeated and widely disseminated them anyway to make his knowingly false claims appear legitimate. That's the con, which created an intense national atmosphere of mistrust and anger and eroded public faith in the administration of justice. Yeah, which he fomented and culminated. Stand by and stand back. No, don't use the mags on these, my people. Don't form the National Guard up. Ignore those warnings. I am the commander in chief. Let's march on the Capitol. Hang Mike Pence. He allowed this to happen and go on. Violence that has resulted in the death of Capitol police officers. I offer to you today that Jack Smith's indictment is not the worst of Donald Trump's crimes, that he has blood on his hands. Donald Trump is a murderer, that the Capitol police officers that took their lives following January 6th, that is a direct result, a knowable result of Donald Trump's actions. He is morally culpable for the deaths of those people, just as he is morally culpable for the con that he put on Ashley Babbitt that led to her death that same day. Without Donald Trump, none of those people are dead. Not a one. Critically, Jack Smith makes this point in paragraph 3 of the indictment. The defendant had a right, like every American, to speak publicly about the election and even to claim falsely that there had been outcome determinative fraud during the election and that he had won. The defendant had a right to say that, to make these false claims. But that's not what this case is about. Jack Smith continues, paragraph 3. He was also entitled to formally challenge the results of the election through lawful and appropriate means, such as by seeking recounts or audits of the popular vote in states or filing lawsuits challenging ballots and procedures. Indeed, in many cases, the defendant did pursue these methods of contesting the election results. His efforts to change the outcome in any state through recounts, audits, or legal challenges were uniformly unsuccessful. But unlike those lawful means, Jack Smith continues in paragraph 4, the defendant also pursued unlawful means of discounting legitimate votes and subverting the election results. In so doing, the defendant perpetrated 3 criminal conspiracies. We talked about these last week. I broke them down in detail. Conspiracy to defraud the United States by using dishonesty, fraud, deceit to impair, obstruct, and defeat the lawful federal government function. 18 U.S.C. Section 371. 18 U.S.C. Section 1512 sub C sub 2, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. The extra count, which we didn't talk about last week because I didn't know it was going to drop, is 18 U.S.C. Section 1512 sub K, which is the conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. And finally, count 4, 18 U.S.C. Section 241, a conspiracy against rights. What it should say is a conspiracy against your rights. He's trying to say that your votes don't matter. And the GOP has told us that the only votes that they don't want to matter are those of brown and black folks, the military that's overseas, the disabled, and the elderly, and women. You should vote however your husband tells you. Mark from the SAC, you're on the Maggie Dawn show here on this historic day. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, I say that it's about time, and Josh called, you know, better start indicting his co-conspirators here in Wisconsin. And yesterday I called him when you mentioned the idiot Janelle Branchon.
Yes.
Trying to keep people from voting. And it keyed in my mind that it used to be the root word for idiot is actually something like idiosa, or idiotes, that you know, somebody in Athenian Greek democracy who didn't choose to participate in political affairs. It doesn't precisely mean somebody who chooses not to vote, but it's along those lines. So let's not let Janelle and her fellow idiots not turn idiots into the rest of us and actually get out there and vote. And get these people out of there. I mean, it is just ridiculous that Donald Trump committed this crime. And let's face it, that Robin Voss and Michael Gieberman assisted in the furtherance of this, helping...
aided and abetted, if you will.
Aided and abetted in the whole thing of that the election was fraudulent and throwing doubt on the election and all this. And Michael Gieberman is still doing that, you know, that... And we had to put that to rest. The vote was legitimate, and Donald Trump likely will never admit it. But we had to force all his little co-conspirators to admit it. Otherwise, they belong in a cell in some deep dark place. Like I said before, in a cell like the one in Lilies in the Tower of London, where they can either stand up or stretch out comfortably. And that would be unconstitutional because it's cruel and unusual. But it's a little hard to be charitable with these men who've attacked the democracy itself.
I agree, Mark. Thanks for the call. To his point, here are the people that told Donald Trump that he lost the election. This is listed in the indictment. The defendant's vice president, who personally stood to gain by remaining in office, told the defendant that he had seen no evidence of outcome determinative fraud. Senior leaders of the Justice Department, people appointed by the defendant, responsible for investigating credible allegations of election crimes, told the defendant on multiple occasions that allegations of fraud were unsupported. The director of national intelligence, the defendant's principal advisor on intelligence matters related to national security, disabused the former president of the notion that the intelligence community's findings regarding foreign interference would change the outcome of the election. The Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, whose existence the defendant himself signed into law to protect the nation's cybersecurity infrastructure, joined an official multi-agency statement that there was no evidence of any voting irregularities. That any voting system had been compromised and that declared the 2020 election was, quote, the most secure in American history. Senior White House attorneys, handpicked by the defendant to provide him with candid and confidential advice, informed the defendant that there was no evidence of outcome determinative election fraud. Senior staffers on the 2020 reelection campaign, whose sole mission it was to get the defendant reelected, told the defendant on November 7th that he had only a 5 to 10% chance of prevailing in the election and that success was contingent on the defendant winning the ongoing vote counts or via litigation in all of Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin. Within a week of that assessment, the defendant lost in Arizona. State legislators and officials, many of whom were the defendant's political allies, had voted for him and wanted him to be reelected, repeatedly informed the defendant that his claims of fraud in their states were unsubstantiated or false, and resisted his pressure to act upon them. State and federal courts, the neutral arbiters responsible for ensuring the fair and even-handed administration of election laws, rejected every outcome-determinative post-election lawsuit filed by the defendant, his co-conspirators and allies, providing the defendant real-time notice that his allegations were meritless. Yeah. It's quite powerful, and I've only gotten through 20 pages. But I do want to point something out here. In the midst of all of this horror, there is one thing that is ringing true, and that is that there are dedicated public servants who take their oaths seriously. And we owe these people our nation's deepest gratitude. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked. Please come back with me for the last and summary segment on this most historic day, August 1st, 2023, the indictment of Donald J. Trump trying to stop the peaceful transition of power.
I'm in a woman's prison with bars all around. I caught my darling cheating, that's when I shot him down. I caught him in a honky-tonk with a girl I used to know.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Donald Trump. Indictment number 3 day. 844-967-2789. So there's 6 co-conspirators listed, and I'm gonna say right now, I think one of them is Jim Troupas. I believe that he is co-conspirator number 5. I think the others are Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, and I'm still trying to figure out who the 6th one is. Your prognostications are welcome. I'm also going to predict this, that the Georgia indictment will be coming post-haste. I'll also predict this. I don't think Josh called us anything for a while. Now, maybe that's because Jack Smith might just charge Jim Troupas, because that could be quite complex. Remember that Fannie Willis is not just investigating Donald Trump, but a whole lot of other actors within Georgia. So stay tuned. Watch this space. Watch this space. I wanted to make a couple of other just factual observations so we can kind of all contextualize this. It's been just over eight months since Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith. When he did so back then, remember, the line on Jack Smith was, guy does not mess around, gets to the point, and moves quickly through investigations. I think that's been borne out here. Yes, it's about time for those of us that are believers, but you literally don't shoot at the king and miss here. So you got to have the evidence, and the more of it, the better. And if I said this during the segment already, I apologize. Don't know if you heard it during segment one, and it's this. If you want to talk about Hunter Biden and all that garbage, you're never going to do it again on my show until someone is sworn in under oath and we have actual evidence. You hear me? Not anymore. You have to be sworn under oath under penalty of perjury, and you had better come with some evidence. Otherwise, not doing it. In this country, we have evidence and sworn testimony, and we do these things in a court of law. Jack Smith's about to do that. So, Kevin McCarthy, you want to bastardize Congress further to supplicate yourself even more to this criminal, this murderer? Or might you finally find some honor, sir? I need to point out that Wisconsin is a major player in this indictment. I was just able to get through a bit more specific paragraphs addressing Wisconsin, start on page 20, paragraphs 47, and it goes on. They detailed that a recount was started on November 29th in Wisconsin. I might know something about that. Yeah, I was there every day of the recount. On November 29th, that recount that the defendant petitioned for and paid for did not change the election result and, in fact, increased the defendant's margin of defeat. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the outcome. On December 14th, the Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected an election challenge, and they go on about all the facts, about how there was nothing going on in Wisconsin, and he lost here. Lost, lost, lost. And then, a few pages later, they're talking about the plan. The plan capitalized on ideas presented in a memorandum drafted by co-conspirator 5, an attorney who is assisting the defendant's campaign with legal efforts related to a recount in Wisconsin. So if Jim Troupas isn't co-conspirator number 5, maybe that's Eastman. I think it's either Eastman or Jim Troupas. I need more time to go through this. You'll have more from me later this week. The memorandum evolved over time from a legal strategy to preserve the defendant's rights to a corrupt plan to subvert the federal government function by stopping Biden's electors' votes from being counted and certified as follows. The November 18th Wisconsin memorandum, And it's then referred to as the Wisconsin memo throughout the remaining nearly 23 pages of the indictment. Advocated that because of the ongoing recount in Wisconsin, the defendant's electors there should meet and cast votes on December 14th, the date that the ECA required appointed electors to vote by, to preserve the alternative of the defendant's Wisconsin elector slate. It goes on and on. So to conclude today, I just want to not only call out public servants, I want to call out women that are serving. And today we saw a new Wisconsin State Supreme Court justice get sworn in. None too soon, eh? We didn't have a politicized Supreme Court, I'm going to remind everybody of that, until that dip blank Gableman was elected in 2008. And he immediately began basically single-handedly bringing the court low, politicizing it. The man is not smart. He is a hack of the hackiest proportions. When you're going to screw up, at least give it the patina of competency. Too stupid to do that with his little sham investigation. So I want to call out women judges. By the way, the judge who's going to hear this case, Tanya S. Chutkan, a 2014 Obama appointee. Oh, by the way, she's already ruled on some Trump nonsense. In November of 2021, Judge Chutkan ruled against the former president's assertion of executive privilege. And she had some really interesting things to say in that ruling, but I just want to give you the best nugget. Presidents are not kings, and plaintiff is not president. The last group of folks I want to call out are attorneys. The work that attorneys do can be uplifting, and it can help elevate democracies and institutions and people and voices. And what we've also seen here, four of those six co-conspirators, lawyers, that attorneys, when they use their powers to oppress, to suppress, to conspire, to commit crimes, can make the obscene seem palatable. I'm going to leave you with this tidbit that I learned long ago. Never be mesmerized by the fancy words. Ask the questions that you need to ask. And until someone who claims to be an expert can explain things to you in plain old English in a way that you understand, don't believe a word they're saying. It's that simple. So what's most likely here, folks, is that this man has debased our country and debased our democracy, and it's high time we take it back? Or is it more likely that hundreds and thousands of public servants and lawyers and judges appointed by this very same man have all somehow conspired to steal the election? The answer is pretty obvious. I'm Maggie Dawn. This has been a historic episode of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back live, not tomorrow, but Thursday. Keep it locked. I'll have lots of juicy bits for you then.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WDBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media.